from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We were all, as a group, Grandy too, we were having this conversation before the show even started in terms of what can the 49ers handle. What is Brandon doing that's so distracting? It's like, we've got to send him to Pittsburgh because we can't do this anymore. What is happening at camp? That's what I want to ask, Kyle. What's so bad? He's just out there in shorts. And Grandy was like, Niners can handle this. They handled the Jimmy thing. You kept calling it the kiddie field.
Right. That's where he was.
Which was really funny. And Jimmy's over there on the kiddie field, like not even on the team. And then suddenly he was on the team. And Trey Lance is there. And it's his big year. And they put Jimmy right over his shoulder. And we all freak out. Meantime, what none of us knew is that the whispers going through the building, all of them are like, Brock Purdy's actually better than both of them.
Right.
They dealt with that and went all the way to the NFC title game.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's football. What's going on here is not football. Well, I think that Kyle can handle Jimmy on the kiddie field, and let's see what we have with Trey, and I think that Brock's the bomb anyway. That's football stuff.
Oh, I'd argue the Jimmy Garoppolo thing was everything but football. It was football.
He was out there playing football.
Right, but it was contractual, and it was emotions, fine, and it was anger, and it was Kyle versus a quarterback. It was all those things. It was those things for 2 years. So anyway, what happened in Seattle today is that DK Metcalf essentially went Aaron Donald / Myles Garrett and swung his helmet,
oh boy,
at a teammate.
What?
It's not a joint practice. He swung a helmet and landed on a teammate.
Swinging a drive.
Now, listen, I can't tell. I'm just looking at the melee. I don't know. I can't tell what teammate it is.
Was it a fracas?
It was a fracas.
I'm seeing reports that it was a scuffle.
It was all those things. And what's the name of the big funny hats that they all wear at camp? What are those things?
Guardian caps.
Yeah, the guardian cap. I think the
Shout
guy
out Cleveland.
I think that. Well, actually, no. The guy that got hit wasn't wearing a guardian cap.
Oh, oof. Boy.
Anyway, so
apparently Trey Brown and Jake, hey Bobo, exchange punches.
Uh oh.
Shortly after the confrontation, it was a confrontation sensation.
I was going to ask you. Thank you for getting to
DK it. DK Metcalf joined the fray. Nothing like being the third guy in and starting to swing a helmet.
Okay. So DK trying to make the next receiver doc on Netflix. So this is what football teams deal with. Okay. And this will be no big deal. It's not, now, don't get mad at me because it's not the same. It's not that far of a departure from Draymond and Jordan Poole. The difference is what? Well, there are helmets and it's football, so we're used to it. But a teammate assaulted a teammate, but we're used to it. So it lands completely differently. The video is not quite the same, though there is very clear video. There's very clear video of it. This will blow over by dinner. No big deal. Football teams can handle stuff.
Yeah.
And so my question,
pending the video, and I haven't seen the video, but pending the video will allow me to put it into more context as to the Draymond Jordan Poole thing.
Well, I mean, it's a guy that's got a helmet on. He gets hit in the helmet with another helmet.
Right. This is not one guy walking straight up to a teammate and just spladow, as you like to say.
Well, it's a guy swinging what could be thought of as a deadly weapon at the head of a teammate. My point is not about the way it looks. It's the concept of what's taking place. It's a teammate fighting a teammate.
Right.
Like, that's all.
It's what happens.
Yeah. In football.
Sure.
We're cool with it. This happens in a baseball team. My God, releases are happening. It's an international incident.
If it doesn't happen at a football training camp, then you aren't playing hard enough.
Well, you know what I mean? Not the fighting, I get. The not helmet swinging. Helmet swing, that's a little intense.
Sure.
But my point is football teams handle more stuff than anyone. And so my question for the 49ers would be, and they wouldn't answer it, but this is just the question I have. What is going on at camp that's so bad that is making you turn your leverage in, turn your team into a national daily story, step by step? What's he doing now? Where's his agent? Who's calling who? Well, the Steelers say he's there. But wait a minute. The Pats are back in. Now the Pats are out. Don't forget the Browns. What about Amari Cooper? There's Amari. He's at practice. Okay.
The Commanders QB is his best friend.
You're allowing this to be the thing every day. And Schefter says the Niners are in new rush. Okay?
It's a three. So,
I mean, I don't get it. Why are you allowing this to happen? What is Brandon doing that is upsetting you to such a level that, A, you're like, we've got to trade him, and, B, you're turning in your leverage, especially after he already said no to an agreed-upon trade and a contract that supposedly hits the number that he wants. To me, this just screams, walk away. Walk away.
But they won't, and at least they haven't, and they haven't for an obvious reason. What the reason is, it's unknowable from the outside, but clearly, whatever's going on, maybe it's the way that he's dug in, not only contractually, but as far as his participation goes. Maybe he has made it absolutely crystal clear that he will not be practicing without a new deal. And the new deal won't be coming because the two sides are so far apart that they haven't even talked in 3 months. So if that's the case, he doesn't even need to be carrying on and, you know, mumbling under his breath or, like, you know, double birding Shanahan when he walks by. Or it doesn't even have to be anything that dramatic. It can just be his steadfast refusal to participate combined with his presence in the building, which is a constant reminder not only to himself and to Shanahan, but to his teammates. I'm just here so I won't get fined, right? The old Marshawn Lynch line.
Right. But don't you think, I feel like the 49ers have plenty of recourse there. I don't know the specific rules. I find that it would be very odd for someone to break these rules. Like, go back to Trent Williams. Trent didn't show up and go to practice every day. He didn't show up and work out. He didn't walk around on the field. There are plenty of holdouts. There are plenty of hold-ins. I'm pretty sure a team can simply say, please stay away from the facility while this gets figured out. You can do that, I think. So just do that. If he's in your face and in the way, and I'll just send him home. I am gathering everything you're saying. I understand it. I agree with it. What I don't understand is why they're handling it the way they're handling it. Send him home and tell him we'll either see you week one or we won't. Your call. We're here playing football. And then get ready for life without him, which seemingly is what they're doing anyway.
They seem to be preparing for life without him.
That's why I don't understand the trade. If you're preparing for life without him, just look at him and tell him we're preparing for life without you. And that's it. The Niners seem to be doing something when they don't have to do anything. That's where I sit on it.
Yeah, I could look through the collective bargaining agreement to figure out exactly what the language is, but it's 456 pages. So I don't know if there's...
You haven't memorized it yet?
Not, I'm about 138 pages through, and it's, boy, it's real page-turner. But the first, actually, 17 pages are table of contents. So maybe we can...
Well, you can jump through that.
There's a lot of appendices. So, you know, based on this collective bargaining agreement. I'm sure they have things they can do, things they can't do, fines they can issue, fines they can't issue. And if he's there, clearly he's holding in to avoid being fined as a holdout. So I don't even think that they can just say, you can't come into our facility right now unless there's conduct detrimental. And then they could put him on, you know, a certain list where, like, if he did something illegal or if he did something damaging or destructive to the team, then you could come in and say, all right, you're gonna be suspended for a week.
Well, but you're talking about if the fines were still there. I get that. And I know, like, just don't fine him. And maybe they can't unilaterally do that. Maybe there is a stipulation about you need to be on the scene in order to avoid those fines. I don't understand that to begin with. I told you that yesterday. I think that's the weirdest rule of all in the CBA. The idea of a hold-in makes no sense at all. Why are you're not being fined because you're not there. You're being fined because you're not practicing. So you're not helping anybody by being there and not practicing. You're still not getting ready for the season. But anyway, that's the way they wrote it, and that's what it is. So, I don't know, do it a different way. You want to come to the facility and not get fined? Great. We've set up a room for you over here in the back. It's got Wi-Fi and everything. You can sit there. Don't come on the field. They can do that. They're in charge. The coach is in charge of the field. You can send someone off the field. You can send someone on the field. I know that I'm asking like hypotheticals where there is no hard and fast answer. I just don't, I don't know what happened that robbed the 49ers of their foul.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fastball. Throw your fastball.
Well, it's a little bit like a pitcher who loses faith in his fastball. They had the total control of the situation if they wanted it, and then they ceded it. They gave it to Brandon Ayuk and his agent by listening to his request for a trade, because he requested to be traded, and all they would have had to do is say, that's real nice, and you actually said these very things. We'll see you on Monday. Bring your playbook, you know? And that would be the end of that. But they didn't do that, and as they've gone down this road, they've only empowered him and his sense of leverage or his sense of power even more, because they are willing to listen to trade offers. They're engaging with teams reportedly in these trades. They're getting prospective packages back and allowing Brandon's agent to go out and negotiate with these teams and figure out if he can find a happy place. So they've only given him more power as this process has gone on.
Maybe. Or maybe this is all Markkanen-esque.
Could be.
Maybe the 49ers are just like, sure, we'll listen. Anybody want to blow us out of the water
here? Exactly.
And if you don't, then no deal.
That's possible.
I mean, again, nothing has happened. You know, all the Pittsburgh reports, by the way, the stuff that I'm seeing now are that the Steelers have been knocking on the Niners' door about this since March. And have never gone
before the trade.
And have never gone away. They have never stopped. They have never lost faith. They've been there the whole time, and the Niners still haven't done it. Why? I would gather because the Steelers have not offered the 49ers anything that makes them float their boat.
Right, so, but between March and now, a lot's happened to where the 49ers, I mean, it seems like it.
If they haven't even engaged since May.
With maybe, Brandon under contract.
Maybe
yeah.
Nothing has happened.
Well, what's happened is that he's holding in, and what's happened is it seems like he has a greater desire to play elsewhere. And again, that's just a perception from the outside.
Right.
One thing we know, he's not at practice. He's healthy enough to practice, but he's not practicing. So that tells me that at some level, he's unhappy with the current situation.
Well, here's what I wonder. I wonder if this isn't a clue that he was going to be gone after this year anyway. Like, in other words, I know the 49ers are sort of, and I won't say hiding behind, but the narrative is out there that a number of months ago, when it was almost done, that there was an extension on the table for $26 million a year, approximately. So that would tell me that the 49ers are planning to build around Ayuk in the receiver room for the next 5 years, and that maybe Debo was going to be gone after the year. And that's what a lot of us were thinking. And then when that negotiation went sideways, I wonder if the thought was Brandon will come to his senses and sign the extension, or did the Niners decide right there that day, we're not extending him. Period. Brandon Ayuk's gone after the year. And if he wants to play on the fifth-year option, great. And if he doesn't, then we'll figure it out. But we are not signing this guy to an extension. We are going to build around Debo. We've got Ricky Pearsall. If Ricky needs to play a starting role a year earlier than we wanted him to, then so be it. We feel like we can do well with that. I don't know. But it certainly feel the Niners are treating this. The only way you trade him in August is if you sort of were planning to deal him or be done with him at the end of the year anyway. That's the only way you would get to this point right now where you're like, let's see what's available now. Because in theory, as everyone has said, oh, the Niners are going to go take 60 or 70 cents on the dollar. Well, then why would you do it? The only reason you take 60 or 70 cents on the dollar is if you're going to get 0 cents on the dollar in 6 months.
Yes, but you still have the ability to franchise them, even though you and I both kind of agree that they won't do that. They don't use the franchise tag, and that honestly wouldn't work for a player who would be probably not gruntled but disgruntled by the time you get to the end of the year. The only reason why you would trade him in August would be two reasons. One, you get a player back that you think can help you now. Maybe it's a receiver. Maybe it's another position. Or two, the situation gets to be so uncomfortable that it's almost addition by subtraction. And then, maybe you do take 60 or 70 cents on the dollar because you get to a spot where this is just not working. It's become toxic and it's affecting our ability to go out there and get ready for the season. And maybe that's the spot that we've reached. And you know, you're right. The Schefter comment about, there's really no rush for the 49ers. That tells me that even if they do make a trade with Brandon Ayuk, that they're probably not going to get much back other than picks. And so maybe this does drag into the season. And I think the NFL trade deadline is around Halloween. So imagine if this, if they don't trade him this week, or they don't trade him in August, and they don't trade him in September, and He plays a little bit, but maybe he doesn't play until week four because he finally reports in week one and he starts to go through practice, takes him a few weeks to get ready. You realize that you kind of can still win without him. Maybe he doesn't play until week four and you start out the year 3-0. Then you get to a spot where maybe you think about trading him then.
Grandy says it's November 5th.
Okay. It's November usually 5th. Around Halloween, so thank you.
I think it was Halloween last year. They moved it back a few days.
Oh, perfect. Moved it back, yeah.
That thing up.
The risk that Brandon Ayuk takes if he brings this into the regular season, to me, is just beyond. It's just crazy. Ryan Williams should be ashamed of himself if somehow that's the way this plays.
Well, we've seen agents botch deals here in the recent past,
Scott Boras, line one.
It happens.
Well, we've referenced the Schefter comment a couple times, so let's let everybody hear it. This is on ESPN and NFL Live.
There are teams out there that are willing to compensate the 49ers to their satisfaction, but that's not where Brandon Ayuk would like to go. And there are teams that are willing to make Brandon Ayuk happy, but it's not what the 49ers are getting back in return that would make them happy. So I think when you step back and assess the situation, a lot of people around the league believe that the 49ers are not going to be in any rush here to make a move, despite the fact that everybody's waiting for a breathless update, waiting to see when and if Brandon Ayuk will be traded. He might be, and he might be soon, but they are not rushing into anything right now. They're going to take their time, be deliberate, and see what's out there before they make any move at all, because they do know that they would be moving on from a very good wide receiver.
I think, by the way, we keep talking about this as the Niners versus Ayuk. Keep in mind what's going on with these other teams. And this is why I would still suggest to the 49ers, play as hard of ball as you can, because the clock is on your side, provided that you've already reasoned with the idea of playing this year without Brandon. If that's okay with you, then the clock is all on your side.
Yeah, the clock is off.
Pittsburgh needs Brandon now. You got to get into camp and learn the system and get on the same page with these quarterbacks, and let's get ready for the season. The 49ers are like, no, you don't want to give us what we want?
They can wait.
Call back tomorrow.
If you are resigned to the reality or the possibility that you're going to not have Brandon anyway, if you take Brandon Ayuk at his word that he's not practicing without a new deal, and a new deal is not on the horizon, so now you're resigned to the reality that Brandon won't practice without a new contract. We can't come to terms on a new contract, and maybe we actually don't even really want to. Your point was well made about Debo and Brandon both making more than $25 million a year. Brock heading toward 55 or 60 doesn't make a lot of sense, so maybe they're happy that, you know, he has to play on his fifth-year option, and maybe behind the scenes, the Niners are calling his bluff and saying, all right, unless we get two firsts from Pittsburgh or a first in Pickens or whatever the package is that they want, they aren't in any great rush. And with the trade deadline November 5th, thank you for that, Grandy, time really is on the Niners' side if they're already resigned to the reality that Brandon won't play unless he gets a new deal.
Yeah, like you're going to have to, like, I don't even think there's a way to make the 49ers whole here in August. I don't think there's a trade that's going to make everybody feel like, oh, well, this was great. This made the Niners better. I very much doubt that.
Even if they got Pickens or they got Amari Cooper or they got another team's wide receiver one.
I still think downgrade. I think downgrade. Agreed. Not because it's not as simple as who's better, Brandon or Cooper or whatever. It's just like those guys have not been on the Niners before. Those guys have not... you know what I mean? Those guys don't know the system. Are they blockers downfield? We don't know these things. So I think all of it is a downgrade for the Niners. But I do think, look, if you're going to do this, hold those teams' feet to the fire. We don't have to make a trade. So you want to make a trade? You're going to make it a very good trade. Or we're not trading him. You got to be willing to do that. And I got to imagine they are.
Yeah.
Fierce negotiators that they're known to be.
Yes, but at the same time, you've got a football coach who is clearly annoyed with this situation and the fact that it's an ongoing story. And if you're Kyle Shanahan, you just want to focus on football. You got Tennessee on Saturday. First look at what you have in an exhibition game. And you've got the actual season opener in 33 days. That's not a lot of time to get your team ready, and yet you have to answer the first seven questions in his press conference yesterday were about Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy or one of two guys not actually on the field. That's annoying.
I'm surprised it was only seven.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.